Thank you. Beautiful. Thank you. We just had three pundits from Satchidam here. So you really bring India along with them. They brought India right into Taradasacha, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. It was nice to see them. We had no idea that we would see them. Actually, we weren't on their schedule, which irritated both them and me, but not to the point where we couldn't be okay with it. And they showed up anyhow, and we were really happy with that. Very, very happy with that. So we got the visit, not very long, 1.5 days, but better than no day at all. It was really wonderful to see them. And then it's really wonderful to hear that you're playing, because you bring India also. So will you come to India in February? Yeah, good. Yeah, we're going to have a mela. Mm-hmm.
In February.
Mm-hmm. We'll be there from February to March. February 15th to March 15th.
Wonderful. Then we are.
Those are pretty much the settled days.
Okay, we shall be there then.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see you there.
Yes, yes, wonderful.
We'll have a chai together.
Yes, yes, of course.
Okay.
Nice.
Om Shri Satche Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, Paramatma Ki Jai, Gurudev Bhagwan Ki Jai, Satcha Sangha Ki Jai. So I was considering what I'm going to just say Gabriela said. They're attempting to teach me the right way to say it. Gabriela? I don't know why I don't get it. Sometimes I don't get names. It's really rare, but sometimes I don't get them for years. I have a disciple or someone around me. And I have to remember their name. It's not very often, but sometimes. So I'm learning Gabriela. I don't know. Gabriela, we spoke about worry and to calm worry. And Max is here, and he says that to say to you to put Max in the hands of God is enough. I sense that that would certainly be so. And yet there's an element to this that the people can work with when they're worried or they're particularly about life or about someone else. And it is putting in the hands of God, which they always are anyhow. So you get to realize this, you see. You get to realize that that's where everyone is. And there's an element to changing worry that really gives us another angle on ceasing to worry. And that is that the moment you begin worrying, rather than going through all of this mental hardship, change right then and there and offer a blessing. And offer a really wonderful energy, because the communication fields that seemed to be so thick at one time are now thinning. And it is really easy to project, rather than project what you think that somebody else thinks about you, project a really lovely energy, a prayer, a blessing. Such as Max will come through very well, very quickly here. This will happen for him rather than worrying. So it changes the whole landscape of your mentality. Mm-hmm. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to change immediately rather than to going into old habit. Mm-hmm. So that's what I wanted to say. Anyone who would like to raise their hand, I'll be waiting for you. Ken Chui.
Namaste, Guruji. Good morning.
Namaste, Ken.
To you and the Sangha. Good morning to you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you too, Guruji. Guruji, twice now, I think, in your transmissions, you've mentioned, you know, life lives you, not you live.
I'm sorry, wait a minute.
Life,
go ahead and say
that. In your recent transmissions, you've mentioned life lives you, not you live life.
Yeah.
And I also remember other times you've said, live your life very well.
So yeah.
It sounds like there's a paradox there, but I'm sure there isn't. So could you kindly elaborate, please?
Yeah, when you live your life really well, life will live through you. That's very simple. we just string them together.
Mm-hmm.
And it really means that you... It's a funniest thing that we're talking about here, Ken. Life is always living through you. You remember that life is beating your heart. God is beating your heart, no?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the breath is involuntary.
Mm-hmm.
And that the earth spins by the will of a cosmic intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And that everything is by that cosmic intelligence. We can just say that. The words are not, they're just little arrows. They're not extremely accurate because we cannot define what it is, what that is within us all, totally within us all, that creates the functioning of life. So life is always living us, but we think that we are living life.
Mm.
And we think that we have a lot of control. We have some, but less and less, the more that we realize that life is living through us.
Mm.
Such as the last breath always belongs to God. It doesn't belong to us. It doesn't matter how it comes, how it arrives with an elongated life, like you're a doctor and you elongate life, even that last breath belongs to the cosmos.
Mm-hmm.
So when we permit life to live through us, I feel that we are less affected by small things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we move with life rather than against it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a natural gratitude that you don't have to think much about because you're not complaining about your life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's just living through you like a wind moves through the sails of a boat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And guides it, and this is the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So you come to a realization of the way it truly is. It's not like you're changing anything. It's that you're seeing how it truly is, that life lives through me. I am the play of God called life. Inseparable. And because I am, whatever God is, whoever God is, can play out an entity, an apparent entity called Shanti Mai, and can, in a place called London and France and all that's around us. Yeah, like that. And we literally lose what we never had, which is a false identity that we're separate, that we're separate beings. Have you seen that, Ken, that we're not separate beings?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. It's important to hold that until it is, until it disappears, the necessity to hold it disappears.
Yes. And it's as long as I'm not indulging, having the merest indulgence in thoughts, the thought stream.
Merest.
Yeah.
You have even the merest.
Intention of an of indulging. That's it. And it comes so often, actually, those intentions and actually indulgences, and then catching myself, oh my God, okay, what am I doing here?
Nice. It's nice because at least you're catching yourself in places that you never caught yourself before. When you can laugh about it, all the better.
Yes.
All the better, because then it becomes a joy to observe what's going on rather than a burden.
Thank you, Guruji.
You're welcome. Keep laughing.
Yes, thank you. Always.
Yeah. I know, I love your smile.
I love you too, Guruji.
I love you. Yeah, I love you and your smile.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Thank you.
Gabrielle. How do you pronounce your name?
Namaste, Shanti Mai.
Namaste. How do you say it?
In German, it's Gabriele.
Ila.
Gabriele.
Okay.
You know what? I love it. I find it adorable how people from different countries have different pronunciations of my name. I love that. So I'm not bothered by it if you are not.
Oh, I'm glad.
I didn't really have anything to say. Just thank you. Thank you for elaborating on that. I find that really like a big task that I find myself with, to stop this lifelong and deeply ingrained habits.
But stop that.
Yes.
Hold on. Stop that whole idea that it's deeply ingrained. I would just not say anything like that, because when you speak like that, you agree with it.
Yes.
And actually, it may be so to some extent, but it's not like hammered into your DNA.
No.
And it's not such a big task.
It feels like it, but that's thoughts. That's just thoughts.
Yes. And feelings. I mean.
Yes, and feelings.
That's our feelings are just so, so much a pain in the neck sometimes. And we go with them and we push on them and we say that they are the way it is, and it's not true.
Now, that I think that's, I deeply enjoy the Wangpo to be busy with it, with the text and the transmissions, because it's like a major cleanse.
Yes, he's moment. Pretty good that way.
Yes, it just wipes everything clean.
Yes,
and I loved the last transmission. It was just wow.
Good, good. So next we will have a Zoom. Shri and yes. I will come back. It'll probably be a week from now just to let people read the Wang Po again and again and again. You know, just to read it again and again and again. You don't even have to figure it out. You just read it. Mm-hmm. All yes. this, yeah, all the figuring doesn't really do much. It's the breathing of the fresh air, you know. It's the taking in of the sun. It's the walking into the shadows when it's too warm. It's just a natural kind of, oh, he's only talking about you. That's all he's talking about, is what is fundamental in you. When everything is stripped away, like you say, and very clean, very clear. Mm-hmm.
I realized that, I think I wrote that to you, that I don't really have questions coming up anymore. There may be the one or other word I don't connect knowledge with, but it's not about questions for me anymore. It's just about reading and waiting.
Well, also, don't wipe away questions.
No, if they arise, of course. Yeah. But yeah. At the moment, they just don't. I'd read it and...
Well, it goes in, because that's the way it is. Are you reading Wang Po? And? And?
I just read it. And
what's that?
I just read it.
Mm-hmm. It's best just to read it. Yeah, to try to figure it out. Why would you? I mean, it's just like saying breathe fresh air and be in the sun, warmth of the sun and the shade. Pool of the shade. It's nothing. Nothing to work out.
Mm. Mm. It's a different kind of reading. I have never read text like this before. Not when it was so difficult, when it doesn't open up on first sight. I just put it away and thought it was too difficult for me. And now I realize that this is not read like a novel. This is something completely else.
There's nothing that's too difficult for you.
Mm.
Nothing.
Mm.
You can do everything. You can understand it all. You can see through it. There it is. Namaste.
Namaste.
So when you're worried about him, next time you just... Max is going to make it perfectly fine. Blessings for that to occur, and that only to occur, that he will be perfectly fine.
Yes.
Yes. Okay?
Yes, thank you. I love you.
I love you too. Gwendolyn and Herman?
Good morning. Shanti
Mai. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm really good.
I'm so happy that you shared something about worrying.
About what was that?
What this morning you started something about worry and how to change it.
Worry, yes.
And how easy it is. And I have a husband who, by means of his job, sometimes worries more than I do, and it's sometimes for me searching how to support this.
But wait a minute. Wait a minute. What good has the worry done?
None.
Oh, okay. So why would you stress your heart, stress your thoughts, stress your organs? Take the time, the frustration, and the pain when it does nothing. I mean nothing. I do mean nothing. There is nothing that worry actually supports. Zero. So why would we? I mean, you're putting out in the future what you're concerned about that's likely never to happen. I think it was Mark Twain who said, all those things I ever worried about never occurred. There was no reason for it. So you change it. I mean, oftentimes worry is a kind of control. I want it to be like this, and if it's not like this, then what's it going to be like? My gosh. And really, Durga said this morning, every time I'm challenged to be more flexible, I'm very fortunate, she said. Mm-hmm. When I have to just shift things around, because life shifts things around. I'm more fluid. I move with it. And worry, actually, I think worry creates things like mental distress, heartache. I always see the organs as diminishing and in a state of worry. It's like it's a mental world that doesn't benefit anyone in any way, shape, or form. Well, you tell me, has your worry ever benefited you? Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you positive about that?
Only if it's maybe put me immediately into action, then. But
wouldn't you be in action anyhow? Do you need worry to be active? I don't understand all the mental vrittis and all the stuff that people go through. It's so much finer to be in life without any worry at all.
You also mentioned this morning how easy it is to shift and to change the energy. And yesterday, I really wanted to share something, and I experienced it right away. We went to Aachen, and we visited the Dom, the big church, the cathedral. Mm-hmm. And we went in there, and
it's actually quite small. It's quite a small dome.
It's small. Yeah, you're right. though it's very well, it's impressive though.
That's for sure. That's where it's big, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it's grand.
So we went in with a lot of other tourists, and there was one small chapel, and it was closed, and there was nobody inside, and it was only for prayer. So I thought, I'm going there. So I went there and I heard the buzzing around from all the tourists in the big church. And I just sat there and I felt this. I started to sing the Lord's Prayer in Aramaic.
Mm.
Aramaic, yeah, okay. And it was, I could feel like my voice was just pulled up inside the walls, and it was like, so a profound experience, because the prayer was really like absorbed by the walls. It was so beautiful, and it was like a prayer of peace and love and blessing. And I really could experience that all the worrying that is... Well, it's not in me, but it's around me. I love my husband very much. And he's like, so I could feel this. This is just the only way. And it is was so present. Peace is so present in. It's just like this very little shift. And we are there. And I am there immediately.
Yeah, well, you're there all the time anyhow.
Yeah.
But what you do is you turn on the awareness that you are there.
Yeah.
That's what happens. And it's so beautiful. I was just listening to something about prayer, about a Zen master who's praying with his monks. And the monks say, well, we don't really see you praying. We see you quiet, but we don't see your mouth moving a little bit or anything. And he says, my prayer is that surrender is complete to God's will. That, I think, is the best prayer of all.
Yeah. Mostly I'm quiet when I'm there, but this, I was completely alone, and it was so inviting just to open my mouth and to say this prayer of Jesus.
Absolutely.
It was...
Did you hear what I said, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear you.
I'm talking actually to him.
Yes, yeah. I hear you.
Yeah, you. because you can't map out your life exactly the way that you want it. You're going to have some surprises in between.
Yeah.
It's going to work out. It always does.
Yeah, and you're right. Never the way we think. So I can accept.
Yeah, and I really love the Zen master. My prayer is the complete surrender to God's will. That's like putting Gabriella, Max, you know, in her heart, in the hands of God. It's poetic, but there is a very deep component to what we're communicating right now. Very deep. Just think, Gwendolyn, just think of all the prayers that supported your prayer in that room. Huh? What a resonance. Prayer is mostly, other than wanting frivolous things and wanting God to answer whatever God, however God is, this which is in your cells and in your heart, and is all of life itself, to follow your idea of how things should go rather than bless me that I may be open to the way things will flow and the way things are.
What you just mentioned is just like this. There is this big prayer, and it just adds to this big prayer, which is already in, well, present. This is how I experience it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, and may my prayer just, may our prayer add to that great song of
Jesus. Yes, it's a very interesting thing, prayer, and we could say that this whole universe is a prayer of God, you know, just a moving forward and absolute fluidity and creativity. It's the song of the heart. I love to hear it. For me, it's like the birds singing, or It's even like the dogs barking, or it's like the wind blowing, or the stars coming out. It's a part of the beauty of life, what we say intimately from our heart.
Thank you so much, Shanti Mai.
You're welcome. Namaste. Hey, Sita Giri.
Hey, namaste.
You have hair.
I have quite a lot of it on one side, and the other side not.
Okay. Are you going to go again?
Well, you know, I was going to mail you, but I thought here you are on my screen. I just have to tell you, I'm so excited. Yeah, I'll see you in February.
We're also setting up a camp for the Mahakumbh Mela.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
2025 in Allahabad, which is now called Raj Prayagraj. They changed the name of Allahabad
to Prayagraj. Oh, they have changed it.
Yeah. And did you know that Joshi Math and Badrinath is falling apart?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
It's sinking. They say it's sinking. Yeah.
Well, I'm just really not surprised, you know. It's been so abused and not used for the right purposes and too much become a tourist attraction, which is not what it is.
That's right. Each tourist is fortunate to be there, though, aren't they?
Absolutely.
So, it's nice to see you. Are you happy in South Africa?
I've had a very interesting time, Shantimai, you know, since we last met and through all the COVID years. And basically, in many ways, it felt like my life sort of fell apart, which, you know, I love that you were talking about worry because it was a big worry, but actually it eventually turned into a million other very interesting and amazing things. And this year, I went back to India in February. And I took a tour, and we went to Rishikesh as well, actually, for 3 or 4 days. I was quite shocked at everything, many things. And I kind of said, well, unless you're going back there, I probably never go there again. And then I found out that you are going back there. So, am I happy? You know, it's actually very interesting because in India, one can lead very easily a nomadic life. But when you're in the West, it's almost like you're a homeless person. You're treated.
That's right.
True. It's very interesting. Sometimes it's funny, but it's really true. Like, I don't own a motor vehicle and I don't have like a fixed house and so it's almost like I'm a homeless person, but I'm still getting on with my life the way I do wherever I would say,
let's change the word to a nomad. And you're a sadhu.
Well, that's my word.
You're a sadhu, whether you're in, no matter what, you're a sadhu.
Yeah, I do have very wonderful friends and support and family and... And, you know, you were talking about worry, and I, this year I have had worry creeping in. And then it was interesting to me that the conversation turned to prayer, because that's where I go, where when worry comes in, I surrender to prayer.
It's so wonderful. This very, very deep, simple inner communication with everything. I say everything in the universe is listening. I love you.
So it's good, you know, everything's good. There's nothing that, you know, in my book, it's all good. Sometimes it's difficult. You learn more than if it was just easy. And I'm having a great time, and the universe is really playing very nicely with me. So I'm going back to India actually in November, and I will be there until March. Yeah,
great, Great, great.
And I really, really, really look forward to being with you. It just makes me so happy.
Me too. Yes. And the pundits have decided that I should come back to India often, but not necessarily to Lakshmanjula.
Uh-huh.
Maybe to Varanasi. Maybe to... Mm-hmm. They have different ideas because the ashrams like Mr. Rishikesh overrun, you know, by ideas.
By tourism, the same, you know, it's tourism. That's what it is. And funnily enough, I had a sort of inspiration to go to Varanasi, and I am going to go in November. I just decided I need to go. I haven't been there since 2013 when I took my initiation and we went there for Shivaratri, and I thought, good, it's time, I'm going. So I'm leaving my spaces totally open until February when I'll come to Rishikesh.
Well, I'm going to tell everybody here, because there are people here in Teradasacha, about your initiation when satsang's over. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very impressive.
Yeah.
Very beautiful.
It was a very big, beautiful memory for me.
Wasn't it also, I'm speaking about Mahakumbh Mela.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's amazing. No.
Mm. Well, you were amazing because you sent all my angels with your angels you sent with me.
Yeah, that's right.
And it was a very deep, very deep experience. And I really feel for you and I an amazing bond through that process.
Absolutely. And,
yeah. Another bond, let's say an extra one.
I'm looking forward to seeing you in India. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody in India.
I think
we have a very powerful time. And we're definitely going to go to Varanasi in the end, just for a few minutes, mm-hmm, because I want to see our lineages, Mahasamadhis are there. So we will go to each Mahasamadhi, as though we're never coming back to India, but probably will.
Do you think you will stay in Rishikesh for Shivaratri? Because that's on the 8th of March.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. When is it? You said it's when?
It's the 8th of March.
Yes, we will. We'll be there for Holi and Shivaratri. Mm-hmm. And then we go. And then we go down to Varanasi, to the Burning Ghat, take all these folks down to show them what death looks like in India. And it's such a wonderful place. It's so powerful. Wow.
It is, isn't it? It's crazy. It's totally crazy.
It is. And so beautiful, isn't it?
It was actually my very first experience of being in India was in Varanasi. And it's what made me stay in India.
Yes.
The power, the Shiva power, and just, I don't know, the ancientness and everything.
They say it's a billion years old, this city.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the city of light, and it is the city of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I'm going to head
Thank
off.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you. I'm looking forward to seeing you in India. That'll be wonderful.
Take care, Shanti Mai. Lots of love. Lots of love.
Thank you.
Namaste. Bye.
Bye-bye. So this, I suppose this is the end of satsang. More like a visit. I really enjoyed that a lot. With everyone. I see Miguel is there. Miguel, you want to get on for a minute? Yes, how are you? Good? Yeah, your sound is off. Your sound is off. It's down in the left-hand corner.
It's not working. It's it appears like it is on. It's more internal than the sound isn't working.
Uh-huh. So he can't get on?
You're not muted anymore. It's your computer microphone.
Yes, on. Yes. But can't he just turn on his microphone, Sri?
Turn your microphone on your computer on and off. That's first step. But it's not through the Zoom. It's his computer that's...
I guess I'm not understanding. We'll talk about it later. I don't know why you can't turn on your microphone and everybody else can turn on their microphone.
Yes, his microphone, as far as Zoom is concerned, is on. So it's more of his computer microphone.
That's what I said. It's in the lower left-hand corner.
We're saying opposite liturgy.
What's that?
He doesn't need to fix the Zoom button. It's his computer.
Ah, Shri's saying it's your computer sound, not the Zoom sound. Yeah.
Can I make a quick suggestion before?
Yeah.
Yes. Miguel, the little arrow on the top of or next to the mute button, if you click that just to be sure that your microphone is set to your computer and not to a headset or something else, that's possible what the issue is.
Thank you. Well, it's okay, Miguel. Yeah. I just want to... what is it? Are you on now?
He's going to try and connect through his phone. Yeah.
Well, so you have to say something so that we know that you're on. No, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to have people hanging on. We'll figure this out at another time. I just wanted to say thank you for the flowers. Yeah. So you figure out how to get your...
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Ah, okay, fine.
Yeah. I just wanted to say thank you for the flowers. It was
you're
very
welcome.
Nice surprise.
The mysterious gift.
It was a mysterious gift because I didn't know who MIG was, but now I do.
But I wrote Miguel incomplete.
But they didn't send it that way. They sent it MIG.
Ah, maybe it's because of there was limited numbers of words. Maybe Miguel was too much.
Too much.
Yeah.
That's right. But thank you. I just wanted to say thank you. It was a nice...
Yeah, you're welcome. Nice. I hope you like the flowers.
I did. They were beautiful.
They smelled like vanilla?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
They did or not, but beautiful, and thank you very much. Really sweet.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to close the satsang now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's nice to see everyone. I feel that there is something really important to being able to shift your focus from useless worry, I mean, to offering a grace, offering a blessing. And I said that the communication now is so thin that when you offer through your heart's intention to benefit someone rather than to worry about them, to benefit your life rather than worrying about it, it's really wonderful because it hits the mark much faster now than it ever has before. And this is something I would say that you would want to experiment with. Mm-hmm. A different focus. Mm-hmm. So namaste, everyone. Thank you.